Now, this week, Margaret Mills is taking us off to St Mary's Church at Whitford.
Where's yes, Whitford, just outside Chelmsford, just down the road from Highlands House.
Well, right.
Which brings me on to the connection with Highlands House. Mm. Whitford Church has got a very strong connection with Highlands House and all the previous occupants of Highlands House. So if you're interested in studying the history of Highlands, or you've been on a visit to Highlands, just take a trip a few miles down the road to St Mary's at Whitford. This church was actually rebuilt. There was a church on the site already, but it was rebuilt in 1862, again with money from the owner of the big house, but in this case, Highlands House.
Right.
And rebuilt in 1862, as I've said, on the site of an earlier church. It's an interesting church because so much of what you find out when you do a tour of Highlands House, you will find what happened next in St Mary's at Whitford, because nearly all the owners are either buried there or they're commemorated with monuments in the church, including Sir Daniel Gooch and Arthur Pryor, who was the previous owner who financed in 1862 the complete rebuilding of this new church. It's not a very big church, but was the church very much associated with Highlands House. Another interesting thing about this church is that Constable, John Constable, the famous painter who I also mentioned a little while ago, he visited Whitford and he sketched the churchyard. He wouldn't have sketched the churchyard that we know today because that wasn't built till 1862. And by that time, Constable was dead. But he certainly visited the area and he sketched the original churchyard and the church itself. And those sketches went into John Constable's sketchbook, which is today held in the Victoria and Albert Museum.
Okay, well, thanks very much indeed for that. And next week, you're looking at?
Next week, we're going to be moving to Ongar and looking at the Titanic window.
Oh, crikey. Okay, thank you.